A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Nuntes, Nida 59b, pagination, is 118. The Mishnah begins on the topic of Kesamim and finding blood in a way that it could be attributable to the woman as her period and make her a Nida, but we're not quite sure how to interpret things. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha she oset tzaracheha v'ru'as adam. A woman was passing water, a bathroom situation, and she sees blood. Rabbi Meir says there's a distinction whether she's standing or sitting. Rabbi Yossi says either way is tahora. Coupled with these discussions is a working assumption that we have that in their time there was a certain type of ailment that did cause internally a hole or interaction between the childbirthing system where the Nida blood is coming from and the urinary system where the water is coming from, and that also has to be considered over here, that the blood coming out might be Nida blood that's being picked up, so to speak, by the passing of water. In any case, it opens up for us the basic case of what happens if there's blood in the toilet. That's how it presents. What is its halacha? Now, the Mishnah does continue and tell us, ish v'isha, if you have a man and a woman, sha'asu tzurachim l'soch ha'sefel, and they both passed water into the same container. This sefel, certainly in olden times, without bathrooms, it wouldn't be so uncommon for such a thing to happen. Fenimtza dam al amayim, and now there's blood on the water. Rabbi Yossi mitaher. Rabbi Yossi says it's tahor. You could attribute it that it's not from the woman, and that opens up the topic of eid she'eino baduk. If a person finds a kesem on something that wasn't checked before. If you remember, when we started the laws of Ksamim a few days ago, the beginning of Haroeh Kesem, Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the case was Bodka Karka Olam. She checked beforehand. It was clean. She sat down, and now there's a stain. But if she's dealing with something that it could be attributable to something else, we don't know where it came from, then we have this basic concept of taliyah, attribution, which by ksamim leaves us in a much more lenient place. The Mishnah concludes, V'Rabbi Shimon metame she'en derecho isha lo tzidam, ala shecheskas damim min ha'isha. It's unlikely that the blood is from the man, Rabbi Shimon says, and therefore we can assume that it was from the woman. Now, in practical halacha, there's a fascinating tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, in which, in Chelek Tes, Simen Tzadi Gimel, he explores this case where blood is found in the toilet, in the water, or on the seat, in a case where it's, as typically is, that it's bolted down, that it's part of the real estate, karka, mechuber lekarka, it's attached to the ground, even if it's on a second floor, but it's attached ultimately to the ground, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore if it's presenting as a kesem, meaning there was some time after passing the water before she looked and found the blood, then it's going to be like a kesem, and if it's on an enem mekabel tumah, it's not going to cause nida status, change of status. Likewise, if she's not positive that the water was fresh, then it's like an eid she'eino baduk, like a cloth that was not pre-checked. And if it was used, even for a bedika, there's room for a shayla to ask if this cloth wasn't known to be clean. If it's coming out of a fresh pack, so we're assuming it's clean, but if it wasn't, sometimes we have cases where people pre-wash their cloths and are reusing cloths, and sometimes there could be a case of doubt as to the origin of the stain that we're dealing with. And all of these cases should be asked as a shayla to make sure that we're not inadvertently ruling incorrectly, particularly being strict when we're not supposed to, but the other case as well, being lenient without good grounds. Let's continue with the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hish'ila chaluka l'nachris. If a woman lent her garment to a non-Jew, or lenida, or to a Jewish woman who is a nida, harizet toleba, she has the right, if she now finds a stain, to attribute it to those people having worn it, as opposed to her, a woman who's currently tahora. And this is a concept of attributing. It's a new concept. Rashi says, "Dekeva denida hi lo makalkala lamidi," being that this other woman is a nida anyway, it's not going to ruin her to attribute it to her. "V'nachris nami temeya v'tal yaba," and a non-Jew also is not going to change status if we assume that the stain is from her, and therefore you could attribute it to her. "Avo Yisraelis tahora." But if you had a Yisraelis Tahora that borrowed from another Tahora, and then they wore it back and forth, they're going to have Temeos, they're going to have the Kesem situation, because my chozis de mekalkala lo lahach tefei meyach, because you have no way to attribute it more to one than to other. There is a similar sugya to this in the end of the laws of Taruvus in Yoredeya, Kuf Yud Aleph, where if you're dealing with an Isser Derabbanan, a rabbinic prohibition, and the item fell in either to the non-kosher pot or to the kosher pot, there's a concept of Taliyah where you can attribute it to having occurred in the place where it does not make an impact. If, however, both pots are equally problematic, then you don't have this power of Taliyah, this logic. And over here, if attributing it to one woman over the other will give us no status change, then by Ksamim, we have that opportunity to consider. The final line on the page, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, a quote from Rabbi Nechemya, "Kol davar she'eino mekabel tuma, eino mekabel ksamim." Anything that's not mekabel tuma does not accept the laws of ksamim, and that's the case of finding blood on something that's attached to the ground, where, typically speaking, we are lenient and have the opportunity to disregard it if it's presenting as a stain rather than something clearly attributable to the woman based on hargasha, based on a sensation. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.